If you've speaking of someone who's not lived here as long as you have, or someone maybe just came to town, say 8 or 10 years ago, how would you tell somebody else about how long he'd been here?
Well, I'd tell him he's not been here too long. He's just been in here just several years, not too long.
If you scold one of your grandchildren for doing something, and maybe he didn't intend doing it, he might say, it was an accident, I didn't
intend to do it.
If you're asked to do something, or if you want to do something, and you're a little inclined to think, yeah, I'd like that, but you say, well, I'll have to think. Would you think about it?
Or yeah, I'd have to study about that.
Have to study about it. If somebody asks you to do something and you're not sure whether it's going to fit in with everybody else's plans around here, and you think you better talk to your wife, you say, well, I better
talk it over with my wife and see what she says about it.
If someone is injured from a knife wound, if one man knifes another man, and you say, well, he's been
stabbed or cut.
And if you say he was stabbed or cut, that would, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking about who's done something, which one of your grandchildren did this or that, and one of them finally admits it, he says, oh, I
done it.
And once before I ask you about raising a heavy load of something onto the roof, is there a word that you might use to describe the whole action of getting roofing or nails or whatever from the ground up to the roof? If you need something carried from the ground level up, all the way up to the roof, would you say just pull it or carry it, or what would you
carry it? Put the ladder and then carry it up there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, will you tell me something again about the insects that you were just talking about a few minutes ago?
What, the insects and ticks?
Tell me about the different kinds of ticks you have here.
Well, we've got what we call a little red tick here. And we've got what we call a pup tick. And we've got the chigger, he's more like a flea. Shaped like a flea, a little fella. He get on to you and stick to you when he gets there. And the old red bug, I don't pay him no attention.
And which kinds get on to the dogs, you said?
Them old big pup ticks, they get as big as the end of your finger. Mm-hmm. I've seen them bigger, so big they wouldn't go in the mouth of a Coca-Cola bottle. Mm-hmm. Get them off the dog.
And how does that affect the dog?
I don't know, but they get on their back and they get him down where he can't walk.
Causes fever, messes up.
Gives him a fever or something or other. Get right up there between his foot and shoulders, right up in there. And about four get on a dog, and a day or two he's down where he can't walk. Mm-hmm. You get them ticks off of him.
And can you tell me something about the insects you said sometime would eat the bees?
Yeah, that's the frogs, the little big toad frogs.
Yeah, the frogs.
He'll eat all them drone bees. He'll eat them. Then we got what we call the bee bird here. We got a bird he's a pretty good size looking bird. He's kind of shaped, he's colored like a mocking bird pretty well.
Yeah.
Now he'll get with them too. And then the little big red-headed mosquitoes, mosquito hawks we got here. Not the little gnats.